She was curious, but knew she'd never dare ask about those. She took off her own outer clothes, hesitated, then took off her bra as well. Her breasts hung down, and there was a dented scar of her own on one, from a lumpectomy instead of a bullet. And so what? She never would have been a Victoria's Secret model even in her prime. And even in her prime, she'd never mistaken herself for tits and ass attached to a life support system, nor had ever let anyone else, including her husband, make the same mistake. She left her panties on, however. If she had trimmed her bush, maybe she would have taken them off. If she'd known, getting up that morning, that she would be lying down with a strange man in a cheap hotel room while some weird animal snoozed on the bath mat in front of the tub, of course she would have packed a toothbrush and a tube of Crest, too. When he put his arms around her, she gasped and stiffened, then relaxed, but very slowly. His hips pressed against her bottom, and she felt the considerable weight of his package, but it was apparently only comfort he had in mind. His penis was limp. He clasped her left breast and ran his thumb into the hollow of the scar left by the lumpectomy. "What's this?" he asked. "Well," she said, now her voice was no longer even, "according to my doctor, in another 5 years it would have been cancer, so they cut it out before it could, I don't know exactly. Metastasizing comes later, if it comes at all."
"Before it could flower?" he asked.
"Yes, right. Good."
Her nipple was now as hard as a rock, and surely he must feel that. Oh, this was so weird.
"Why is your heart beating so hard?" he asked. "Do I frighten you?"
Yes.
"Don't be frightened," he said. "Killing's done."